Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Guys, kind of bear with me today because my voice is not where it should be. My allergies are messing with me, but the show must go on. I do want to talk to you about some things today. We got a very special guest coming on the show today that's going to talk about an event that's going on in Shelby, North Carolina, coming up. Excuse me, guys. You don't want to miss that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. And we're going to talk a little bit about, as normal, as usual, we're going to talk about uplifting our community. We're going to talk about what it needs to, what it takes for the community to get to where it should be. We're going to talk about how to get it there. Number to call, 515-602-9653. And then I'm going to talk briefly about just people. Just people. I've had one of those days. Hey, what's happening, D? I had one of those days today where, you know, you about had your fix of people. I'm going to try not to go in on this show telling you some of y'all out there need to really examine who's for you and who's not. And you need to take the wisdom and the guidance that you are getting from people and apply it to however it is you need to apply it to your life. I do it. There's people that tell me things. There's people that try to give me guidance and get me on the straight forth, the great path of success. And I take that energy they give me and I apply it. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now. Break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up and cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that week. On the street, ooh baby, across 110th right now, but don't mind. Oh, hey, brother, there's a better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice, it's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimp trying to get your woman last week.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Trying to talk a little bit lower right now, guys, because I'm dealing with some old allergy mess, just like, you know, 12 million other people out here, but I can't stand dealing with allergies. They kind of get the best of you sometimes, but as I say all the time, the show must go on. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by our first guest. And I wanted to let you guys know that there's lots of things that the show is getting ready to do. There's lots of direction. There's great things that the show is doing. Please continue to check out the all-new Jay Radio Show podcast. You can see it or hear it, that is, on iTunes, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Amazon and Audible. You can, as I said, you can ask Alexa to play the all new Jay Radio Show podcast, and it will pull it up and you will be able to listen to the podcast there. I think a new one will be out tomorrow or this evening, something like that. Tomorrow, I think, maybe. But make sure you check out the new all new Jay Radio Show podcast. It's great stuff. I think that you're going to really, really, really enjoy the direction that it's going. And I think you're going to really enjoy the things that we have to talk about. I was talking to some of the guys that are in the Facebook chat, that is, during the break, and was talking a little bit about people in general, how people y'all, when I tell you that my nerves have been tried today, has been tried. And I know, you know, some of you are saying that the reason that people get on my nerves because I let them. Well, you know, I've been doing this radio show thing for a while. And I have given my life to helping people. I have given my life to giving a platform for people to get out the things that they need to get out, for giving information, for finding solutions. And probably 10 times out of 10, I don't ask for anything in return. When people come to me with issues or whatever the case may be, I don't ask for anything in return. All I ask for is loyalty and respect. Guys, I keep telling you, loyalty will take you a long way in this game. If you don't have no loyalty, if you don't have no respect, then I'm telling you, you're going to have a short-lived process if you're trying to get into this business. It takes loyalty to get you to the next level. Be a man of your word. Be a woman of your word. Don't say something and do the opposite. That's going to get you by yourself. That's going to get you where no one wants to deal with you. And the only person you have to thank for that is yourself. So when there's people out there that are trying to help you, when they are trying to make things good for you, trying to help you get to the next level, and you turn your nose in the air because you think you got it, don't be surprised that when you turn back around, you're sitting by yourself. I said I wasn't going to go in. It's going to make go. Y'all trying to make me go in, and I'm trying not to. Promise you I'm trying not to. All right. We're not going to go there. I'm going to talk about that a little later on. So my first guest coming on the show is a young lady that happened to be my family, y'all, and I want y'all to show a little bit of love because what she has to talk about is an event that's going on in Shelby, North Carolina, coming up real soon. And I want you guys to listen to how important this event is and just listen to what's going on and formulate your own opinions, but make sure you go support it. That's all I ask for you to do. If you're in the area, please support it. So welcome to the show, none other than Linda Ross Jeter, who's coming on the show to talk about what's going on in Shelby, North Carolina. Hey, cuz, how's it going?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome. And, I'm glad to be. And thanks for the warm welcome.
Oh, no problem. You know, I got to do better than that next time. I would bust a little note, but my voice is not cutting it right now, so I ain't doing that. I'm definitely not doing that. So tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you wanting to talk about on the show today.
Okay, as he said, I am Linda Ross Jeter. I am the housing director. My office is located in Shelby at the Neal Senior Center, and it's a private nonprofit agency. And I am a housing director. I have 89 units that I am director over. I have 3 full-time employees that I am supervised over, and we cater to seniors 62 years old and older that's seeking housing for low-income housing. And coming in May, we have what we call the Older American Celebration, and we celebrate it each year on the first Friday in May. So this year, we also, which we have been doing, we have what you call a reverse drawing. A reverse drawing is you purchase tickets for $100, with a chance to win the grand prize of $12,000. We will be having cash prizes. We'll have 4 $500 cash prize and 1 $2,000 cash prize, and the grand prize is $12,000. Now, that Friday morning, what we will be doing is vendor fair from 8:30 to 2 p.m. That means if you want to come out and make you some money and profit off your own items, we are looking for vendors. If you got artwork to sell, homemade baked goods to sell, anything that you want to sell, we're doing a pop-up shop. And it's $15 to set up. You will bring your own tables, chairs. We're just offering you the space because you are the vendor. But participants will come in and buy from you. And it is held outside.
Okay. Now, you said you guys had this every year. How long have you been having this?
Well, they have been doing it for 25 plus years. I've only been with them for 6.5 years.
Wow. And I'm just now hearing about this. This is crazy. So I'm serious. I'm just now hearing about this. I never knew this. So you can actually purchase your ticket. Where can you purchase your ticket at?
You can purchase at the Senior Center, or you can contact me at 704-481-7384. My office hours is 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 to 1 on Fridays. Or you can contact me on my personal cell at 704-300-3845.
Now, have you, last year, did you have a $12,000 winner last year, or is there one every year guaranteed?
Well, last year it was actually more. It was a $20,000 winner. Yes.
Wow.
So they do this and they pay up right then. They print that check. Now, I can purchase a ticket, but I can't put it in my name because I'm an employee.
Right. So it's $100 each ticket entry, that is, correct?
Correct.
Okay, listen, we need to do that. We need to do that.
And
the vendors need to come out.
Yes, we're looking for vendors. I'm looking for vendors. You can contact me. Right now, I got 10 paid vendors, have already paid their $15 to set up. And my supervisor contacted me today, and I have inherited 6 more vendors. So, hey,
wow.
Come on out. It's a lot
wow.
of PR. You present yourself, share what you got. It doesn't matter what you're selling. Then there'll be someone there to buy it.
Now, does the local media follow you guys when you're doing this? Do they cover it?
We have not had anyone to come out and cover us. I mean, it's advertised on Channel 19, which is the station for Cleveland Community College.
Right.
We have it on there. As far as having someone to come out and follow us, no. And all proceeds goes back to the Senior Center. And a little bit about the Senior Center, we offer activities to our seniors, anyone 55 and older. You do not have to be a resident of Cleveland County to participate in the activities there. And we have a lot of activities for our seniors. I would like to share, it's just not for the Caucasian. This center is for African Americans as well. If you pay your tax dollars, that's your center as well.
Wow. I think this is a really, really good idea or a good event that's going on. I did not know it went on. It's been going on this long. I need to definitely take part in it myself. I need to definitely take part, and I urge a lot of other people to take part in it. The proceeds, you say, goes to the center. Can you talk about anything that you guys were able to do because you had this event, the proceeds, anything that you were able to add to the center or do for the center?
Sure. What we do, what the money did, it did pay our building off. Thank God for that. It paid our building off by having activities. It helped keep the upkeep of the building and anything that our seniors may need. We give out food to our seniors. Anybody 55 and older that's in need for food, we have food closets, and we feed our seniors. The whole time during COVID, we were closed down. But if our seniors needed food, we were there to bag food up for them. Also, on Monday night, we have bingo, and you pay. There's packages that you purchase, and you come in there and you play bingo to win money. A lot of people think, Well, that's the senior center. They're probably just giving out crafts and stuff. No, we are licensed to do bingo. So we do bingo. We have dances every third Thursday of the month, and it's $6 in advance and $8 at the door. We have a lot of individuals that come in for the dance. We have a band that comes in and play, and the seniors enjoy that. So it's a lot that we offer. And like I said, it's a lot that need to be out there for everyone in the community, but not just the community of Cleveland County, Gadsden, McAmery. Anybody that want to come, you're welcome to come.
That's great. That's great news. But wait a minute. You got to have a license to play bingo?
Well, when you're dealing with the government and federal, because we do pay money out.
I didn't know that either. I'm glad I ain't had no celebrity name. I'm glad I ain't had no bingo tournaments or nothing, because I did not know that.
It's like if you go to a bingo hall where they call that bingo, we have all the equipment for that. So it's open at 5 for bingo, and then we start the regular bingo at 6:30, and normally get out of there probably about 9:30.
Look,
somebody,
you can tell I don't go nowhere. You can tell I don't go nowhere and play nothing. I always wanted to go play bingo. Isn't that so crazy of me? I always wanted to go play bingo, but I ain't nowhere to go. I just want to be in there and say bingo and win something. I don't know how much, but something.
Oh, well, the jackpot that they do pay out is $600. That's what they're licensed to do.
Oh, each time?
Well, not each time. That's the last bingo of the night. But each time you may be one winner, and whatever that game whatever that game pay, you win that. Whether it's $7,500, $200, you win that.
Shoot, I'm coming to play bingo. Bingo, and then I'm gonna buy me one of those raffle tickets.
Yeah, and I mean, I share with anyone about the raffle tickets. I had family members, cousins to get together, and we all end up pitching in $7 a piece. Mm. So if we win the $12,000 ticket, then we'll split it. So there's other ways you can do it without feeling like you're giving up your whole $100.
Yeah, I know. $100 of some real money is something. That's something, boy. Right now, good gosh, that's probably half a gas tank.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's half a gas tape. But I'm excited for the event. The event is May what again?
It's May 6th. On Friday, May 6th is the event.
Okay,
and for that
May 6th.
Mm-hmm, it starts at 5 o'clock. You will get, for that $100, you have a chance, like I say, to win the cash prizes, and you get a free hot dog dinner.
Hey, if I win the cash prize, I'm buying everybody a hot dog and some chips with mustard, ketchup,
well,
and everything.
Hot dog. You better talk with your wife about that.
Oh, man, I tell you, cuz, I swear, you are really making some good moves in the community. I really appreciate that because, you know, I have always been about the community, whether it's my community here in Gastonia or the surrounding community. I think that what you are doing is absolutely wonderful, and I hope for the very best, and I hope for continued success in what you're doing. We're going to definitely talk about it on the show all the way up until it's time to go get those tickets and take part in this event, and I'm definitely going to come and check out the event and just hang out.
Okay, great. We welcome you, and thank you for all that you do for the community as well, and we owe it all to God.
That's right. All day long, every day. Thank you for coming on the show, because you know you got this platform whenever you need
it. All right, thanks.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
All right, guys, number to call is 515-609-653. Guys, I told you my voice is slowly but surely making me sound like I'm crazy right now with this hoarseness that's going on in my voice. But we're going to get through this show because I got a lot more I need to say. I got a lot more that I have to say. I got a lot more that I need for you to understand why I'm going in the way I'm going in about when you trying to deal with difficult people or people who want to be difficult that don't think about the ramifications of them being difficult. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. I'm trying not to get so excited right now, guys, because my voice is slowly like making me sound like a cartoon character. I am dealing with some allergy stuff, but as I said, the show must go on. If you guys have just joined us, then we were just speaking with Ms. Linda Ross Jeter, and she was talking about the event that's going on in Shelby, North Carolina, May 6th. And I need for you to go back and listen to this show by on demand for free. You can listen to this show, and I promise you that you will be enlightened by what's going on up there in Shelby. And I did not know that they were doing this for so long, but I'm really, really happy that they have reached out to us to do this show today, and I want to give them all the support that we can give them on this show. So, guys, please go back and listen to this show on demand. Before we was joined by Miss Linda, we were talking a little bit. I was talking to y'all a little bit about difficult people, and I was telling you a little bit about my day. My day has been fulfilled with difficulties. I say difficulties today. And I can't tell you when the last time I've been this aggravated in a day by people, by just people. I normally have the patience of anything that you can think of that has had long patience in life. I have very, very good patience. When you start dealing with people who just refuse to take your hand, when you reach out an olive branch to people, to someone, and they slap your olive branch out of the way, what are you going to do? I know a lot of you are going to say, just keep moving and not deal with it. But I'm telling you something, guys. In this business that I am in, I really don't have the time and the energy to keep giving everything that I have in good intentions and good faith for it to be ignored, discounted, and kept to no relevant favor at all. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep on moving, and I'm going to roll right past you. Now, one thing that gets under my skin is silliness. I don't like a bunch of silliness. I don't like to deal with people that brings a bunch of silliness. Because there's no room for that. There's nowhere in advancement that you have to deal with silliness and think that it's going to be okay and you're going to advance and everything's going to work out fine. There is no room for that. Leave the silliness at the door. Check the silliness at the door. If you are an adult, please be an adult. Please be an adult. If you want to be treated like a kid, then you're going to get treated like a kid accordingly how you act. Now, I try to do right by people. I try to do right by people, and I try to make sure that when I tell you that I'm going to be there with you or for you or stand beside you, that I do that. One thing you will not get from me, you will not get me flip-flopping. I will not flip. I'm not a flip-flopper. I won't tell you one thing and do the opposite. I won't say that I got your back and then show you that I don't. I won't take your advice and just throw it away. I take the truth out of everything. I was taught that. I was taught that everything you are presented with has a little bit of truth to it. So you search for the truth, take the truth, you apply the truth, you make sure that the truth is there in every bit of instance of stories that you are presented with or information. You take that and you go and you apply it to your life. Now, what you can't do is think you're going to take advantage of people. It's two things I don't play. Two things I don't play, y'all. And if y'all don't know nothing else about me, y'all know there's two people, well, three actually, that you don't mess with when it comes to me. That is my wife, and that is my kids. When you mess with them, then you have to deal with me. And I promise you, dealing with me can be so difficult. You think that you making it difficult. Y'all here go, this mic messing with me again. You think that me dealing with a person that does not want to do right by me is difficult. Try dealing with me when you don't wrong me, my wife, or my children. And watch how difficult life will be for you. I can make it very, very difficult. Not saying that I'll try to. But when you start messing with mine, I have to make sure that I do what I need to do to get that off of me. That's just a little tidbit of information. And I've had to be that way a time or two, because people try you. They will try you. No matter how good you are to them, no matter how loyal you are to them, people will try you. They will try you, and they will expect you to swallow everything that you are spoon-fed by them. They will expect you to swallow it all. But I'm here to tell you, you guys don't have to swallow anything that's spoon-fed to you that does not sound right. If it ain't right, if it doesn't make you feel right, walk away. I had someone tell me a long time ago, you trust your gut. You know, your gut. They tell you that that is your conscience talking to you. That is your spiritual guides talking to you. I believe that. You trust your gut. When your gut is telling you that something ain't right, when your gut is telling you that someone is not right, then 9 times out of 10, they're not. But I initially, and I teach my children this, I initially feel and think and give people a chance. Initially, I think everyone's good. I think everyone's good initially, until you give me something to think different about. Once you give me something different to think about, then you've already cracked the surface of me kind of not looking at you sideways. You know, Maya Angelou said it best. When they show you who they are the first time, believe them. And I've said this on this show before. Sometimes I forget that. I forget that she said that sometimes. And I give people benefit of a doubt after doubt after doubt after doubt. But Maya said, believe them the first time when they show you who they are. So we have to do that with each other. And if we're close, if we like grew up together or we're homies or whatever the case may be, then we should be allowed to check each other. We should be allowed to check each other with the understanding that, hey, you overstepped some boundaries. That ain't cool. Or what you done wasn't cool, and let's talk about it. But when you are afraid to talk about it or deny the other person the decency to talk about it, then that's a problem. That's a problem. And I normally remove myself from those problems when it's dealing with personal or business. When it's dealing with personal, that's a problem within yourself. When it deals with business, that's a level of ignorance that has not been fixed yet on either party. And there is a such thing as business etiquette. People out there who have businesses, there is a such thing as business etiquette. Please practice business etiquette. I have dealt with so many people in the last 6 months who have their own business but don't know a thing about business etiquette, don't know a thing about how that being a business savvy person. Till I am up to the tip top of my head and how I feel about it. There's so much more I want to say, guys. But I'm not going to be that person. There's so much more I want to say, because I've dealt with so many difficult situations this week. Not only just today, this week. I deal with people who say they're for you, but show you opposite. I deal with people who continues behind your back to say things when they see you trying to get a step ahead. But then when you see them, excuse me, guys, as always, I'm glad to see you progress, and I'm glad to see this, I'm glad to see that. But you don't show that. I deal with those people all the time. And it's the ones you least expect. The little sneaky ones that like to giggle and act like they don't know what's going on. I deal with that. But I just want you to know I see you. I see you. I just haven't given you that energy yet. Because I know if I give you the energy that I want to give you towards it, you won't be able to handle it. It's very interesting, guys, how people will try to deal with you. How people will try to play you. How people will try to play against you. Very interesting. Have you ever dealt with someone that when they're on the phone, I'm sorry, y'all, my voice is real scratchy, but when they're on the phone, I'm trying to keep it low, so I'm going to try not to get excited. They the baddest woman or baddest man on the planet. They talking to you over the phone, boy, they bad. They are bad. I mean, bad to the bone. You can't even touch them with a 10-foot pole. But when you see that person, I promise you, that person is not as bad as you think they are when they see you face to face. I deal with those type of people, too. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but it's got to get better. It's got to get better. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. There's a clip that I want to play. When I get back, I want you to hear this clip. Tell me what you think about it. And we'll talk a little bit more about how people are trying to play you when you know exactly what they're trying to do, but they don't think you know. All right? You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them into a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off,
this
is the funk I'm gonna
bring. Yeah, yeah, I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous cootie holes. Arrived at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right.
My brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you. Chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long dropping off because it's the folks I'm going to bring.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are
and
rising
whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, Patrick Hurst,
wherever they are the symbols
of the
today.
Muhammad. And
whether they are in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya,
Prague,
New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Jesus Christ immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Yeah, what's happening? This Chase the Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, sorry for that, but let me give a shout out to my wife because she did bring me some hot tea after I had been begging for some hot tea. She gave me some hot tea, so I shout out to wifey for that. So I don't want nobody to be trying to say that. I don't be giving her no gratitude because she knows she get all the gratitude. All right, thank you guys. Thanks Philly for showing me the love that they always show me. Little Rock, Arkansas, thank you guys. Bakersville, California, Houston, Texas, Tallahassee, Florida, Gastonia, Cleveland County, that is now, and Colorado, Detroit, that is. They show me a little love up there. And trust and believe, guys, when I call these places out, I can give you every station that this show plays on. And I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to do you better than that. I'm going to start getting people from those places that I call out to actually do a little promo for the show. So it's going to be a good look. And so you'll see that I'm not just naming places. These are places that support the show. They definitely listen to the show, and they send me emails. They comment. They talk. They talk about the things that go on the show. So I love to give them some – show them a little shout-out love, too, because – without them, along with you guys, I would not be doing this show. So I appreciate it. wanted to say real quick, because, you know, I have a couple of chat rooms open. And let's just get this out there. I don't use my show to throw shots at nobody. I need for y'all to understand that. Because what I say on this show, I will tell you to your face. I don't use this show as no hiding platform. Or no, I will tell you to your face if you have done something that's dirty to me or to one of mine. I will tell you to your face. I don't need this show to tell you that. I need for y'all to understand that. For those of you who are out there who think that, I need for you to understand that. This is one guy that will tell you exactly what I feel, how I'm feeling it. I will be respectful to you. I will not disrespect you. But I will not hide my true feelings when you have disrespected me or mine and you make me feel a certain way. I will tell you. I don't need third-person parties. I don't need people going back saying nothing. I will tell you. Understand that, please. Understand that. And I expect the same thing from each and every one of you who who might have a problem with me out there. Tell me. I'm receptive. I have thick skin. I can deal with it. But what I won't do is be fake. When I tell you that I am your friend, when I tell you that I have your back, and I am your friend, I will never, ever diss you. I will never diss you and never try to come at you in a crazy way just to be on the in crowd with other people. That's not how I get down, y'all. I don't get down like that. So I need for y'all to understand that, because I notice there are people that go around and say things about the show that they really don't know. It might be, oh, he has a little radio show. He doing this. No, y'all, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. It's little to you, but I promise you, to many more people, it's as big as I know it is. It does the purpose. It serves the purpose. It gives people the platform. It gives people a place to feel as if they can be who they are, non-judgmental. Excuse me. It gives people a chance to understand that this is a place of healing. And speaking of that, you guys know that that I'm getting ready to start this venture with, you know, being a life coach. And I'm really nervous about it. I'm nervous about it, but I think it's a good thing. I don't think that God make mistakes. I know God don't make mistakes, or he wouldn't have put me in this position to where J Radio Show would be a life coach. And I will be on the platform Abundantly Developed Roots. You guys are going to be able to see the show on that platform. You're going to be able to book sessions. I will be giving you daily little motivational videos. It's going to be such a great experience. I think you guys are going to like it. It is a new turn for me, a new twist for me, but it is an added and a much needed twist and turn, because I think that what I'm going to be able to give you is some of the things that you have really, really been wanting, some of you, for a very long time. That's why I come up with the all-new J Radio Show podcast. Because I like giving you those thoughts. I like giving you those little tidbits about little things that most people don't want to talk about. You know, some people will look for you to make up. People will look for you to fall. You know, and I have fallen many times. Don't get it twisted. I have fallen many times. But there is one thing I can always tell you. I'm not a preacher. So don't put me in that category. I'm not a preacher. Not this wrong preacher. I got a lot of friends that are pastors. So I'm not a preacher. But every time I have fallen, I tell you what, God has been there to pick me up. God has been there to cover my family, to cover me and my children and my wife, to keep us safe, healthy, and out of harm's way. Each and every time. And then some of the times I have been a complete jackass, and he still picks me up, still shows me how much I am loved. Man shows me how much they cannot love me. He shows me each and every time how much I am loved. And I say that with every conviction within me. I am not perfect. I have not claimed to be perfect. But what I will say is I acknowledge the gifts that God has given me. And I acknowledge that I'm not no dummy. So when you try to play me like a dummy, then the joke is end up on you. Because I promise you, I am not a dummy. I know when people are doing dirt. I know when people are saying things they shouldn't say. Sometimes I address it, and sometimes I don't, because sometimes in life you got to pick and choose your battles. I know there's people that'll come on here to listen that don't normally listen because they want to know what's going on because somebody else don't told them to. That's okay. I just hope you get the truth out of everything that I say, and I hope you take it and apply it to your life. I really do, because there are a lot of truths in some of the things we say. some of the things I say that is for this show's purpose. Look, I love you guys. I want to give you guys, continue to give you guys this platform. I am going to continue to give you this platform. I created this platform for you because I know that everybody is not willing to open their platform to you unless there's an ulterior motive. I have no motives. The only motive I have is making sure that I give you the opportunity that you really need and deserve, whether that's to get a story out by you being treated wrong at work, a school system, a coworker, a business, or if you want to get your talents out, if you want to express how talented you are, whether it's spoken word, music, whatever. This platform's here for you. And I will never close this platform off for you because I love my community. Whether it's the black, white, green, blue, purple community, I love my communities. And I want the very best for my community. So if that's bad, if I'm a bad person for loving my community, sorry, y'all. If I'm a bad person for loving my community, then label me up as bad. Because I'm going to continue to love my community. I'm going to continue to fight for my community. I'm going to continue to fight for those ones, the ones that are voiceless, because I know I have a voice. It might not be a loud voice, and it might not carry much weight, but I know it's a voice that's there, and I know some people listen. So I'm going to continue to give you this platform, and I want you to understand that this platform is for you. This platform is for you. So as I tell you guys, like I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you guys to please continue to check out the show. Tomorrow's show is going to be dope. Wednesday's show is going to be dope. Thursday's show is going to be dope. And Friday's show is going to be dope also. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace.